So a friend of mine was recently visiting from out of town, and he was excited to explore the city, to see all the sights that Los Angeles had to offer. So in the morning, I presented him with a map. I pointed out a few of the highlights. I went off to the synagogue, and he went into his car and set off on his day of exploration. Later that night, I returned, and my friend was tiredly slumped on the couch. I asked him how his day went. All he did was look up and grumble, "Ugh, the 405. I instantly knew what kind of day it had been. And we've all been there. Just stuck in traffic. It makes us late for appointments. And even when you're not in a time crunch, when you're stuck in traffic, it just sucks the good mood right out of you. And everyone would agree that driving in LA is a frustrating experience. We lack the adequate highways and other types of infrastructure to deal adequately with the traffic. And as drivers, we make it worse. Drivers frustrated with one another, they act out of road rage. And it goes beyond road rage. Losing it behind the wheel, road rage, it's regrettable and awful. But far more prevalent than road rage is driving without kindness. Driving without kindness is refusing to yield to merging traffic or not signaling before making a turn. You know, when I first moved out here to Los Angeles, I wondered maybe the cars in Los Angeles were built differently because nobody turns on their signal. On the other hand, driving with kindness is recognizing and valuing the other drivers on the road. In Los Angeles, we can drive with kindness. And it goes beyond the road. In all areas of our life, kindness is something so simple, yet so easily overlooked. Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik of Brisk was one of the greatest Talmudic scholars ever to live. He actually developed this approach to Talmudic study called the Brisker Derech, and it was a highly analytical, exacting method of Talmud study. And today you can find it flourishing in all yeshivas and in different institutes of Jewish study throughout the world. But when this great Talmudic innovator passed away, his sons chose for his gravestone to read simply, Rav HaChesed, full of kindness. Despite Soloveitchik's vast intellectual achievements, what mattered most to his sons, what they most wanted to remember, was their father's firm ethical grounding. That Rav Chaim was a genius was to be celebrated, but his compassion and consideration for others needed to be memorialized for all eternity. Kindness has a magical spirit. It reinvigorates the soul. But we accept a world in which kindness is the exception instead of the expectation. This past week, I was at one of those cash-only frozen yogurt places in Westwood, and this is what I experienced. A woman placed her order, and she took out her wallet to pay, and it became apparent she had no cash. Her wallet was empty, the store was cash-only, she had just placed a big order, and the cashier showed no signs of yielding. The situation was about to get really embarrassing. But then very nonchalantly, the next man in the line, he told the cashier, "I'll take care of hers as well." Instead of leaving this woman to fend for herself, he decided to be a mensch. He acted with kindness. And as nice as it was, what struck me the most was that I was surprised to see it happen. And that made me sad. Do we need to accept a world in which acts of compassion and concern are the exception, and where ambivalence towards another is the norm? The Chabad of San Francisco, they recognize the importance of creating a culture of kindness. I don't know how many of you have seen this or experienced this, but the Chabad of San Francisco offers free guided trolley tours of the city. And anyone can sign up for this free elaborate tour on a full trolley. There's only one catch. If you take the tour, you agree to do one act of random kindness during the duration of the day. The thinking behind that tour is that if people begin to be nice to one another, it'll become contagious. The Talmud teaches mitzvah goreret mitzvah, a kind act causes another kind act. And it's true. And this is what we should strive for. Think of it as the snowball effect of kindness. We can create a culture of kindness. Sometimes it seems overwhelming. The world we live in is vast. Does it really matter if I'm kind? In a world of over 6 billion people with so much pain and suffering, does my empathy for others really matter? Does it even register? Is it significant? Is it significant if I'm kind at the yogurt shop in Westwood or on the 405 when there's genocide in Darfur? It's an easy place to go. So let me share with you an old story. A man goes for a walk on the beach in the early morning before the sunrise. He comes across a young boy who's picking up starfish from the sand and tossing them into the water. The man watches for a few minutes as the boy continues, one starfish after another. Finally, the man approaches the boy and he asks, "What are you doing?" The boy replies that unless the starfish are back in the water, the heat from the sun will eventually kill them. You know, there are millions of starfish washed upon that beach. What you are doing, the man said, cannot possibly make a difference. The boy smiled, picked up another starfish, tossed it back in the ocean, and said, "Made a difference to that one." While greeting a neighbor or taking the extra time to speak to the cashier at Starbucks will not in of itself transform the world, it will make a difference to you and to those around you. And it's a start. Unpleasantness or nastiness, it's like poison. It pollutes and it festers. On the other hand, kindness and compassion elevates all those around you. The Talmud teaches us that acts of chesed, acts of kindness, are no less than a foundation upon which the world is built. Creating a culture of kindness at homes with our families, in the office, and even on the 405 in the midst of rush hour strengthens the foundation of the world and increases our blessing with God. May we all be blessed with 120 years of life filled with health and happiness. And when we finally do pass, more than anything else that we may have accomplished, may we be remembered as Rav Chesed, full of kindness. Shabbat Shalom.